beast following, but the closer he got to the exit, the less he cared about whether or not the Minotaur was still behind him. He'd made it. He was out. Ariadne waited at the entrance, and as soon as Theseus stepped into the light, he threw his arms up in triumph.
"I did it!"
he shouted.
"I killed the Minotaur!"
Ariadne looked at him, confused. "You... what?"
"I killed it,"
Theseus said again, more forcefully this time. He was sure he had. In the distance, there was a growl, low, rumbling. The beast was still alive, still waiting. Ariadne didn't say anything. She just stared at him for a long time. But Theseus had already started to walk away, claiming his mythical hero's victory. Ariadne watched him go, the ball of thread dangling loosely in her hands. She had helped him, yes, but she knew the truth. There had never been a hero here. A few more thousand years later, Crete, its ancient ruins now barely recognizable, had been pummeled by the fury of Nazi planes. But where buildings fell, something else rose. Discovery. Beneath the wreckage of the ancient Minoan palace, something had been waiting. It had been waiting for a long time. A group of Nazi soldiers scoured the rubble of the once great palace searching for loot. They weren't interested in ruins or history. No, they had been sent to collect anything that could be sold. Ancient Greek treasures? Perfect. Roman artifacts? Even better. But when one soldier knocked over a pile of broken stone, something caught his eye. It was an oddly shaped stone slab, embedded into the earth, covered in debris. It was like it had been forgotten, or perhaps hidden.
"Hey, look at this!"
he shouted, pulling at the stone with an eager grunt. The others rushed over. They had all been waiting for a lucky find like this. One of them, a bit too eager, grabbed a pickaxe and started hacking at the slab. After a few strikes, it cracked. The soldiers looked at each other. This wasn't just a tomb. No, this was a big one, the kind of tomb you don't find every day. The door was massive, thick stone, and etched with strange carvings.
"Should we open it?"
one soldier asked, his voice sounding more like a question than a command.
"Why not? We've come this far,"
the Nazi officer in charge muttered, grinning. The entrance creaked open, revealing what appeared to be nothing but darkness. The soldiers stared at each other, unsure of what to make of it. One by one, they shuffled inside, expecting gold, maybe jewels, but definitely not whatever waited in the shadows. Inside, the space seemed far too big for the entrance, stretching endlessly, like the stone tomb was a portal to a place far beyond their expectations. The walls closed in around them. It was alive with a strange, anomalous energy, but they kept going. What else was there to do? They'd come this far.
"Find the treasure,"
the officer snapped.
"And make it quick."
As they pushed forward, their flashlights flickered. Their hearts raced. It was only moments before one of them at the front screamed. A horrific, guttural roar echoed from somewhere deep in the